blunt.
Do you like to be blunt?
Absolutely.
We don't sugarcoat shit. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit.
Uh-huh.
I got Sammy, the Sausage Man, along with Richie.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday afternoon. Last night we did a show. We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. Don't forget Adam and Eve, morons. 50% off. A dildo, whatever the hell you want. Even oils, those oils you beat off to, or the lubricants.
Oh, yeah, the ones that make your penis all numb and tingly.
Yeah, that stuff.
Turn my mic up a little bit.
Yeah, turn the mic. I'm going to lower this down. Anyway, Renegade Nation, anything that's in there, in the website, 50% off. Get it. And then you get three free DVDs, and you also get free shipping. Oh,
yeah. I need my mic up a little bit.
It is up. There you go.
That's better.
Is that better? Okay.
Yes.
So, and then you get the one item that you want, right. Go directly to the checkout, and then you type in the offer code, which is BABE
69.
BABE 69. That's all you got to do, man.
Yeah. That's
simple.
And you get a lot of shit.
Yeah, you get a lot of stuff for nothing, man. So take advantage of it while this continues on. I can guarantee you Renegade Nation is not going to last long. So last night we did a show in regards to Hillary Clinton, and also Sammy went off on the Muslims. And we got this really nasty email from the Midwest.
We got a bunch of them, but
this one was the nastiest of them all. And it came from the Midwest. We're not going to say what city it came from. But Sammy, this guy has no fucking balls, basically, Renegade Nation, to come on air and discuss it with us.
Oh, yeah.
So since you have no balls, moron, and I know where you're at, we're going to respond to this, Renegade Nation. Now, if you have children in the room or you are politically correct and you don't want to hear this type of language, turn the radio off right now. Because Sammy's response is pretty pretty naughty. So, Sammy, I'm going to turn it over to you. And here's the response, and we're going to do it on the air, not on a fucking email, because we don't do that. So, Sammy, it's all yours. Huh?
Yeah, well, this is the email they sent.
Okay.
Sammy the Sausage Man, I am a Muslim, and I found your show appalling and extremely racist. You think you know us and what we teach, but you know nothing. You Americans think you are almighty, but you are nothing. Allah sees all. Allah corrects all. You infidels will pay death to all Americans and your poisonous lies. So my response, Akbar, shithead. Thank you. I am happy I offended your ass. I can care less about your feelings. In fact, you pig fucker, I want you to see... I want to see Allah strike America down. In fact, all I see are a bunch of fucking child-raping, murdering goat fuckers. You cower when we come. You are nothing but thugs, and you are right. We lie. We lie because we do not want to offend you. Here you go. You are nothing more than pig shit that needs to be wiped from the face of the earth. And by the way, thank you for the Quran. It is great shit paper that I use every morning. I am Sammy the Sausage and I approve this message. Go fuck yourself, you fucking pig.
Yeah, you told him there, Sammy. You use the Quran as toilet paper?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, why not? You know, I use it as roll marijuana up in it, smoke.
Oh, why would you waste the pot? Dude, it's awesome that you put it when I actually found some letters on my ass
ass? Yeah. What did it say?
Well, you know, like when are I write my ass, it like leaves an imprint. I just want to bend over in front of a Muslim and say, hey, what does this say now, bitch?
Fuck you. Stick your tongue on my asshole. Yeah. Anyway, so Renegade Nation, there's the response. You want to come on the air, if you want to take us on, if you want to have your opinion out there, you're more than fucking happy to come on the air. Don't hide behind some fucking typewriter, which is called a fucking computer. Just pick the phone up or email us and say, I want to be on and I want to argue with you. Fine. Yeah. And if you're a hot piece of ass, which I saw today, by the way, in the supermarket. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. She was so fucking hot.
Well, hold on. I want you to go back to the hot piece of ass. If you're a Muslim hot piece of ass, we're going to reconvert
this. This wasn't a Muslim hot piece of ass. This was a real Las Vegas girl.
I'm just saying we want to reconvert this bitch from Muslim. Get rid of the raghead.
I got you. Gotcha. So if you want to be converted, you know where to come.
Yes.
If you're sick and tired of being raped and pillaged and beat up and have your head cut off and all the bullshit that they do.
And you really want to yell out God's name, come see Sammy the Sausage Man.
Jesus, I love you long time.
Whatever the hell that is.
Anyway. In fact, you can shit on the damn Quran, too.
Guess who's in the fucking news again? Now, this happened the other day. We just didn't say anything about it. One of Lou Calavagiani, he'll be on at 6 o'clock tonight, by the way, Renegade Nation. I don't know what he's going to be talking about, most likely politics. But Anthony Weiner.
Again?
Again. Renegade Nation, again, this guy is mentally fucked up, dudes.
What did he do now? Did he show his penis again?
No, he got caught in a new flirty online chat. He was doing it again. He can't get away from doing this stuff. He's just sick.
So, what do you mean? A chat line?
Yeah, he sends out pictures of himself, and he chats with people, and then sends out these sexually explicit pictures of his penis in underwear. That's what he does.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so first he was Carlos Danger. This is Carlos Danger. This
He's from Mexico.
These are the people that you vote into office, Renegade Nation. They kick, and Lou is the one that took him down. And he's on our staff here at Renegade Talk. So the bottom line is this guy is so fucking sick and so fucking, I don't even know what the disgusting, I guess, is a good word. He's been caught now. Good old Carlos Danger has been caught in another sexting scandal. Now he's Randy Mongoose.
He's... I don't even have any rebuttals for this yet.
Hi, I'm Randy Mongoose. I used to be Carlos Danger, but that was years ago.
When I got caught.
Now, I changed my name. It took me about 4 years to figure out what name I would be using.
I think they've actually recognized his penis. That's how they know. It's been around
a lot of pets, man. Anyway, sex fiend Anthony Weiner boasted of his animal prowess, claiming he was deceptively strong like a mongoose, and gave his cell phone number to a college student during a flirty private online chat on a recent trip to Los Angeles.
Oh, so you know when the cops came, it looked like a frightened little field mouse.
But here's the joke, man. Renegade Nation, the joke was on the horn dog himself, that piece of shit, whose wife, Huma Abedina, is the top aide and close confidant of Hillary Clinton.
Uh-oh.
How do these people stay married? Like,
I don't know.
You know why they stay married, Renegade Nation? I know why. They stay married because it's about power. Yep. They don't care how, and they're all fucked up anyway. In their sex lives, they're more fucked up than we are.
Well, they fuck each other.
And they fuck each other. They have incest and all kind of shit that they do. They don't really care about that. They care about the power and the money. The sex is just a byproduct of all this. So the target of his online affection was really a dude.
Oh my God.
A dude. He was.
Wiener is gay.
Thanks. That makes me feel better. This is the tweet or the thing going back and forth. Thanks. That makes me feel better. I'll be on Bill Maher on Wednesday in L.A. I'll be better. And then the dude says, glad to hear that. And L.A. is always better. LOL, laughing out loud. LOL, again, laughing out loud. I'm born and raised in LA area, only served twice. This is real intelligent. And then here comes Anthony, or Carlos Danger. Oh, I thought that was a cultural touchstone.
What?
A cultural touchstone?
He must have went to Cold Creamery ice cream.
Cold Stone.
What? Then... The dude comes back, he says, nah, I'm tanning and shopping and volleyball. The three pillars of being a California girl.
Oh my
That's what
God.
The dude wrote. Okay.
Is this a cop or is this?
No, it's just some dude playing with him. A young Republican turned catfish. It's called catfishing. I get catfished all the time on Facebook. They catfish. They send you messages saying, oh, man, you're really hot. What do you look like? And, you know, no. It could be anywhere. And they're trying. And this happened with a football player on Notre Dame a couple years ago. We got catfished. And it was a really bad catfish. And the girl supposedly, allegedly was dying in a hospital. And he's on the field playing football. It was a big stink about it back in 2012, 2013. Anyway, about catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
So catfishing baited the disgraced former congressman into chatting about strappy black heels and porn scenes. And Weiner even made a cornball double entree about his staff.
Oh my God.
Funny scene here, Weiner writes in one of the Twitter direct, he's doing this on Twitter. Of all places, on Twitter. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care anymore. And Lou Calvagiani took him down. One of our staff members, one of our talk shows.
Right. I can't believe
It's a funny scene here. Weiner writes in one of the Twitter direct messages sent from his hotel room in Los Angeles, where he had traveled to appear on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. I moved the TV so I could hear and see it while in the shower. I dropped it, neighbor. The neighbor complained, me, towel, TV, floor, and now the congé is on the way. Huh?
Wow, his cock is like secretariat. It's not camera shy.
The student who's doing this, the catfisher, is a New Yorker using a female friend's Twitter account and calling himself Nikki, responds, come out with just the towel on when he or she knocks. It would pretty much equal a tip.
I need therapy.
For the clerk coming up. Wiener answers, this is definitely a porn setup. After Nikki says she's leaving work, Wiener embellishes his porn fantasy to include the clerk who is wearing strappy black heels and just left work to come welcome me to L.A.
I think anybody with the word Wiener in their last name needs to worry about some shit.
Nice to meet you, Sammy. I'm Dick Wiener. Hi, I'm Dick Wiener. You can call me. And this is my wife, Mrs. Wiener.
They used to call me Richard, but I like Dick.
I like Dick. I was going to be born to parents named Head, Dickhead, but that didn't happen. I ended up with the Wieners. How sick is this motherfucker? And you call us out on the shit that we say on this radio station? Wow. This guy, you voted for a guy to put in Congress. You ran for the mayorship of New York. That's fucking sick, man. Sammy, you know, Wiener repeatedly refers to himself as a mongoose during the conversation and even post a mongoose selfie.
Well, I can't imagine a mongoose having a big dick.
Well, he's sick. Yeah, there's something wrong, man.
I mean, he would have to say,
what's wrong with me?
They call me Seabiscuit or something.
I call you Teardrop.
Teardrops
falling down raindrops.
Just the thought of raindrops splashing on my face.
You know, Anthony, Carlos Danger, why don't you text me, because I would love to be part of your mental illness. I want to fuck you up more than you are.
We want to codependent your ass. Come on.
Yeah. I want to play pin the donkey on your ass. Ding, ding, ding,
and
ding.
And I'll tuck my dick so it looks like a vagina for you.
Can you suck your own dick so I can see that picture? I think I'm Carlos Danger. I will do that for you. Oh. Oh, my dick's getting hard just thinking about this.
Sound like your penis just shot bacon bits.
God damn, you're good, dude. Anyway, so when Nikki jokes about having his staff, this is the dude playing the girl, Nikki. When Nikki jokes about having a staff member?
No, he probably had staff.
Staff to get her Ubers, Wiener responds, I'm pretty sure there's a my staff joke here.
That don't make any sense.
He doesn't make any sense at all. The flirtation comes to an end when he gives out his cell phone number and a way to find him.
If you have the cell phone number, let's call it.
Text and I'll hit that location button thing, Wiener says, referring to a phone feature that lets users share their locations. Oh, I feel the romance in the air,
don't you?
You
know what? I'll bet you $10 he's in it. He goes into the stall and he taps underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, hey,
yeah.
Let's do this. This is a glory hole. Okay, I'm going to leave the room now.
You look like...
Renegade Nation, I swear to God, if you saw what I saw, you would think, oh my God, Wiener's in here.
Wiener? He is. Can't you feel the spirit? The spiritual world is upon me, Renegade Nation. Wiener admitted to the chat in an email to the Post. Now, let me explain something to you about this, Renegade Nation. This is a setup to promote his fucking sick mental self. And who gives a flying fuck? I just think it's funny because one of our staff members busted him and then we took him down.
Who's taking him down now?
Himself.
Jesus Christ.
I can confirm that I am indeed deceptively strong like a mongoose, he wrote.
Oh my God.
He also claimed it was like playful joust with an obvious catfish, for a prankster who poses as another person online to romantically...
I think he's related to L. Ron Hubbard.
He is.
He's gotta be. He's freaking gotta be.
Hey, Carlos, let's take a ride. I need to talk to you in Pakistan.
Oh, my God.
The latest social media fail could be an embarrassment for Abdabdinin, the wife, the old lady who deals with Clinton, who's on the campaign trail trying to get Clinton into the Oval Office. Well, let me explain something to you, Renegade Nation. They don't give a flying fuck what he does. Yeah. It's just funny shit. It's just funny to see that this guy's still doing it. After all of this, he's still... And nobody cares. They don't care. They just don't care about this. Now, if I did that, or Sammy did that, or somebody else, we'd be fucking hung with our balls upside down.
Mine are already upside. Oh, wait, no, they're not.
No, no. It's the third time Wiener's been caught sexting. The first was misfired sexually explicit tweet that led to Wiener resigning from Congress in 2011. That's thanks to Lou Calavagiani. Mm-hmm.
our talk show host who will be here at 6 o'clock tonight. The second incident was Sidney Leathers. That was in 2013. And the catfish who heads a Republican club at his New York City area college called Wiener and Easy Mark. No shit.
Oh, my God.
I get these catfishing things all the time. Renegade Nation, you get them all the time. Hi, my name is Cynthia.
My name is Slim Shady.
Yeah. And I've been looking at your Facebook page, and you look really cute. And I would like to talk to you. Let me tell you something, Renegade Nation. You don't know who the fuck is behind that fucking guy.
Get a number and call.
I always say this, and that's exactly what I do.
And Skype.
Call me. They never call. Mm-hmm. Call me. Here's the number. Call me. I have nothing to hide. So here's the fucking number. Call me. Nothing. Nobody ever calls. So they're all bullshit. So don't fall for that fucking trap.
Yeah. You know. Man. Okay, let's get off of the fucking wiener.
Well, it's funny. You don't like it. It makes you sick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes me sick.
I'm going to text you. Hey, watch. Hi. My name is Dick.
Tracy?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I saw you on Facebook.
You didn't see me on Facebook.
You look like a girl. I like fat girls.
I'm definitely fat, but I'm not on Facebook.
Are you fat?
I don't get on that social media.
Yes, you do. I'm looking at you right now. Who is this?
Uranus. Wow.
Yeah, so Renegade Nation, be very careful out there. You know, we try to do the public service announcements, and we try to help you through life. So if Carlos Danger texts you, you know who it is. Mongoose. All right, that was 16. We're going to take a break. Anything else? I know you went off on that Muslim. That was from the Midwest someplace, Renegade Nation. If you have an issue with us, whatever.
Don't be a coward.
Don't be a coward. Don't sit behind a typewriter. Send the emails, renegadetalk@gmail.com. Just send the email, and we'll gladly put you on. In fact, Dr. Monica is going to be on Thursday, 11 o'clock, Pacific Standard Time.
And I'm not scared of him. Fuck him.
I know you're not afraid of anybody.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, look out. You want to come on here? You want to get your fucking face ripped apart? You will. Guaranteed you will. That's why nobody comes on here, because I will rip your... And fucking Sammy's worse than me. I'm like a fucking little fucking infant compared to this motherfucker. Jesus Christ, I wouldn't want to get fucking embroiled with you. God damn it.
I just want one of them to call. Just one time.
They're not going to call because they're afraid. They're pussies.
They're cowards.
They're fucking pussies. Cowards. That's what they are.
I showed you that video of that American soldier. Yeah. I mean, that American coming up to that one Muslim dude yelling at the other one.
That was funny. Anyway, I'm going to take a break, Renegade Nation. Don't forget, Lou's on tonight at 6. Noting Nicole will be on Thursday, Heather Havenwood, and of course, Everly.
Yeah.
She'll be on. Everly's good, baby. I like that shit. We'll be right back.
Fuck you, Akbar.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE69 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE69 at adamandeve.com.
My computer is the best on earth.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Are your freedoms being destroyed?
Like free speech?
Shut up!
Then fucking stay here and be blunt about it.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Be right back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like this music, man.
I do, too.
It's fucking cool.
It's great.
I'm trying to get our licensing. Renegade Nation, I'm trying my best to get the music back. So we can play. We're playing it on Sky Pilot. If you want to hear MG Kelly and Real Don Steele playing the 60s through the 80s, a lot of good music. And they basically tell you what was happening in the day. And that's what disc jockeys used to do a long time ago. SkyPilotRadio.com. Go there. If you get sick and tired of the talk radio, then we got the music radio. You can hear it away. And also, I'm trying to get the okay on the licensing for so we can play like 10 or 15 seconds of music for an intro instead of playing this music over and over again. I'm trying.
I'm trying to do this.
So did we ever get the RVs to start doing our traveling?
Yeah, we might have one. I have a couple people that are thinking about advertising, supporting it, so we can travel around to the state fairs.
And do all the different...
the state fairs.
Oh, they won't have some state fairs, you know that.
I don't think that's going to happen, man. So I'm just waiting for the people with the licensing to get back to me, and hopefully we can do 10 or 15 seconds for free. That'd be nice if they can allow us to do that, but who knows? We'll see. Anyway, and you know how I feel about Florida?
Oh, God.
Naked Florida man killed by police after allegedly, here we go. Allegedly! Now, what is this word, allegedly? He was eating part of a teenager's face. Yeah, he was eating the face. Now, they have a certain drug down there in Renegade Nation. We've talked about this before, that they whatever the drug is, and I just can't recall it right now, but it makes them into superhuman strength, and they go fucking nutty. So this fucking moron had some of this shit, apparently, and the cops had to shoot this dude and killed him after he allegedly bit a teenager's face and started eating him and then attacked an ex-cop.
Was it a male or a female?
It's a male.
That he ate?
Yeah, huh?
That he was eating?
No, he was eating a teenager.
A boy or a girl?
I think it was a boy. The dude is 6'3", 250 pounds.
Jesus.
And they said he had superhuman strength, according to the Palm Beach Post. Now, I talked about this before, where they take these fucking drugs and they turn into like Superman, and they can rip things apart and go fucking crazy like zombies. In fact, the other day, remember that Michelle that was in that one store we were in, we were talking?
Yeah.
Remember, she was talking about the zombies? That's what this is. Turn into a fucking zombie. And they eat people.
Did he work for KFC?
He said the man, who has not been identified, was walking naked down a Delray Beach street on Tuesday night when, for no apparent reason, Renegade Nation, that's why I don't live in Florida, attacked a 66-year-old former cop. Then the suspect allegedly assaulted an 18-year-old dude, biting off a portion of his face.
Is the dude alive?
Yeah, I don't know. Once the cops got there, they were allegedly, everything's allegedly in this story, unable to subdue him until a cop had to shoot him. That's how bad this shit is, dude. Watch what you smoke or put in your body, because this shit really fucks you up. This is worse than LSD and everything else. I don't know. He was delirious.
Why would he eat somebody?
He took a fighting stance. They're trying to get him on the ground. He starts charging them. The taser did not affect him at all. Nothing.
Holy shit.
Then when the cop pulled his gun and shot the man three times, he died in the hospital from his injuries or from the narcotic substance he was on?
Or both.
Or both? Now, here we go. The case comes nearly a year after another Florida case stoked the fears of a zombie.
God.
Apocalypse. Yes, the zombies are coming. I heard that from that girl, Michelle, a couple weeks ago. She was talking about the zombies in Florida.
You watch too much Walking Dead.
So, yeah, then let me click on that. Let's see if it clicks. Yeah, they were worried in Florida about this zombie thing. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, there's a story right here. Yeah, the zombies. Yeah, it's going on again down in Florida.
Wow.
That's why I won't move to Florida. I think they're really wacko down there. There's something wrong with them.
God.
They're fucking been taking these fucking drugs that make you into a zombie and make you fucking kill people and eat people's face. When you start eating a human being, well, you know what that's called.
Yeah, it's cannibalism. Called lunch.
It's called cannibalism.
Lunch.
I'm trying to find a stupid fucking story on here.
Lunch and brunch.
I can't find it. God damn it. Oh, it's all the worst places to be during a zombie invasion. There's all kind of stories on here. Your five-step guide for surviving a real-life zombie attack. Here's why you should leave the Florida during a zombie apocalypse. Bath salts make you more like a zombie. Bath salts. Yeah, that's what it was. Bath salts.
Bath salts?
Bath salts. That's what it was, yeah.
I use that. What kind of bath salts?
What? I don't know. What the zombie? What the zombies can teach us about how diseases spread.
Yeah, well, they eat people.
These states are totally surviving the zombie attacks.
God, what would be your defense on that?
I would basically run my ass off away from somebody like that, because you can't. There's nothing you can do, Sammy, no matter how strong you are. Whatever that drug is, that bath salt crap they take, they turn into monsters. They're like, that's why they call it the zombies. They can't be stopped.
I wonder if it's Himalayan salt.
It could be. I don't know what it is, but there's a cops kill naked man. Here's a zombie amendment that actually makes sense. There's all kind of shit on this Huffington Post about these zombies. Yeah, it's fucking nutty. Renegade Nation, whatever you do, and sorry to our listeners in Florida, but hey, you know what? You got a zombie problem down there. I think they
got a lot of problems.
They got a lot of problems in Florida.
It's not just zombies. Holy
man,
shit.
Man, I wouldn't want to go near that fucking place. You never know when you're going to get attacked and they're going to start eating
you.
You
coming back.
Jesus Christ. I'd like to say hi to our girl, Monica. Met her at the Ford dealership. You're sweet, honey.
Oh, yes. Monica's a fan.
You picked the wrong dude. You should have picked me.
Yep.
And I could have taken you to Hawaii, and I could sit there with you, and we could smoke marijuana together.
And look spank at the, you together.
And spank. And all that. She was and a cute girl.
She's cute, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very cute. Very
she's attractive. Got that nice smile. And you know what? She likes parts.
Parts?
Yeah, that's who she's dating.
She does. Parts guy.
She's dating a part guy.
The parts guy.
The parts guy.
That's she's a really interesting... career
process? Yeah, right.
Parts. Yeah. What do? I sell parts.
I sell parts. What kind of parts? Do you sell body parts? Do you sell Lego parts? Do you sell?
Apparently, she likes parts.
Oh, but what parts? What parts per million do you like, young lady?
I think Anthony Weiner should go down to Florida and become a zombie.
I think he is a zombie
I'm
now.
Carlos Danger. Carlos.
Hey, zombie, can you take a picture of my penis?
Yeah, hey, dude. Hey, zombie. Come here.
Here, take a picture of this before you eat it.
Yeah, who I am? I used to be a... I'm going to eat that penis.
This is a Polish sausage. It's a pig in a blanket. Got some bread?
I think we should start the Zombie Swingers Club. Like they have the furries, we'll start the zombies. And we dress
everybody
up as zombies.
Just walks around like zombies. And then they get poked.
Anyway, Dr. Monica is on Thursday. She's going to be talking about... Oh, she's sending me the question. She's gorgeous. Wait till you see her.
I saw the picture.
Damn it, she's hot. And I'm going, you know what? I'm going to have this really beautiful woman on the air.
She's married.
I know, but she's a beautiful woman. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying she's a beautiful woman.
She's married.
I know. Well, I'm going to unmarry her somehow.
Well, I saw the pictures you posted on your office wall.
I did. Yeah. Where you took them.
I did not take them.
You fucking stole them. They're not here anymore. And I was real. No, I was. You did it.
You had some pictures that were stuck together, dude. It was nasty, bro. I'm telling her.
You gonna tell her that?
I'm telling Monica.
Well, she's a very. She's a doctor, and she's very sweet and very nice.
Oh,
we have to behave ourselves.
So she's got a PhD behind her name.
Well, I'm impressed with people like that. That impresses
you're just
me.
Impressed with people like that because you didn't even graduate eighth grade.
I didn't. They kicked me out. I was kicked out of everything. Boy Scouts.
Well, that's because you ate too many brownies.
I was a zombie. I'm going to start Zombie Academy. Welcome to the Academy. And today, first thing we will do is how to eat a human being who's alive.
You're going
to
lick a raw po chop.
Start licking. Anyway, so I'm going to get out of here. You got things to do. I got things to do.
Yeah.
We're very busy. Tonight, Lou Calamagiani will be on. He's the guy who actually took down Anthony Weiner, by the way, Renegade Nation. I know I keep on talking about it, but we have him on our air staff.
Yes.
And he talks. So he's going to be on.
We have a lot of good people on our staff.
Don't forget Adam and Eve. And Sammy, you have a great day, Sammy the Sausage Man.
You too, my
and
man.
I'm glad you let it out on that Muslim, man.
That Muslim?
That little faggot.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to come back and try to come after you.
I don't care.
Yeah, well, if you have any balls, dude, you'll email me or us, and we will put you on the air, and then you can go off on your fucking...
Yeah, email us.
All bullshit.
You know, you'll probably send a death threat because that's all you guys do.
Yeah, send death threat. Go send one. All right, we're going to get out of here. Have a nice day, Renegade Nation.